If you're listening to us now plugged into your headphones, this next story may worry you. Australian hearing experts are warning about too many of us using headphones too loud and for too long. And it's young people's hearing that is particularly at risk. Sophie Scott is the ABC's medical reporter. Sophie, welcome.
Thank you.
So what sort of evidence are the experts worried about?
Look, they're very concerned that these days young people are using headphones a lot more. If you think about it, you can see people, young kids having headphones on the way to school, even at work. For most people often are sitting there with their desk with headphones on. And then when you might be working out, they'll put the earbuds back in. So the exposure is a lot more than people used to use. If you think about it, you know, decades ago, it might be just for an hour or so. It can be hours and hours on end. And it's that increased exposure that have the experts really worried. And the World Health Organization is very concerned about this, and particularly the effect it might have on young people having that extended exposure.
So how loud should music or audio be in our headphones?
Well, I've been listening to sounds this morning, which is probably not great for my hearing, but they recommend about 80 decibels is what you should be listening to. And that is equivalent of listening to, say, the violin, someone playing the violin. The next level it goes up to is 90 decibels, which is a lawnmower. And then 100 is a jackhammer. But the thing is, the devices people listen to can go up to 100 or plus. So it's highly likely that people are listening to music or even podcasts at levels that is very dangerous for the hearing.
And what do the experts say about how long we should be listening? You were saying, it used to be just an hour a day.
That's right. Well, let's listen to Professor David McAlpine from Macquarie University Hearing Hub about what he has to say.
So our colleagues at the National Acoustics Labs are suggesting that you should limit the sound level to about 80% of the dynamic range of your headset. You should probably only be listening for about an hour and a half with headphones a day. And if you can, you should use noise cancellation because that stops you having to crank up the volume just to hear your music. The price doesn't really strongly correlate with the performance of the sound quality or for the protection. So you have to be very careful about what you're actually buying. If you don't protect your hearing, then you're going to damage it and you damage it for life.
And what advice do experts like David McAlpine have for parents whose children are listening to music and playing computer games with their headphones?
Look, the advice is exactly the same. There are programs where you can set the volume levels on those devices so that kids are not listening at a really high level, but really looking at 80 decibels as a maximum and then also monitoring exposure, so no more than, say, an hour or so. And if you think about that, lots of kids are listening for a lot longer or using devices for a lot longer than an hour a day with the headphones plugged in and probably up way too loud. So there are ways that parents can sort of subvert that by getting the settings down already, or just saying to the kids, if you're going to do it, just I don't want to hear it. If you can hear the music or sound coming out of the headphones, it's too loud.
Which you often can.
You often can.
Sophie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
That's Sophie Scott, the ABC's medical reporter, and you can find more on this story at ABC Online.